This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday. We're going to talk about, once again, the world of make-believe, because it's going to come back to COVID and all this child gender dysphoria weirdness. We'll talk about a lot of that weirdness to start out, and then we're moving on. We'll get to a bunch of emails and America's most popular junk foods and all that. Plus, more celebration of the world-famous Cinco de Mayo. Anyway, Jen Psaki, former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, she was doing a media interview. Now, this is the kind of stuff you've heard before. You're not going to hear anything that's going to floor you. But there's something that we're going to focus on here. It's more what she says towards the end. The interviewer was asking Jen Psaki about Joe Biden's decline. That's in the news now. I'm glad it's still in the news. Joe Biden's decline. We've talked about it before. 4 years, we had a cadaver running. And we talked about it. We talked about it last week, how the media really, really wants you. They're almost demanding that you say they missed the story. You've heard several media figures, Chuck Todd and others, come out and loudly say, but we didn't cover it up. Don't say we covered it up. We might have missed it, or Joe Biden might have lied, but there was no cover-up. Jen Psaki kind of answers along those exact same lines, but then she says something at the end we're going to focus on. Here's what she says.
I never saw that person, not a single time, and I was in the Oval Office every day. That was on...
I should have just paused it, but I stopped it. She said she never saw that person, the Joe Biden. Remember, that's an outright lie. People who have friends, family members, anybody they're around whose mind is going in their old age, whatever it is, Alzheimer's or dementia, whatever it is, you know. It's not a mystery. You know. Any interaction with them, you know. And we know, courtesy of the rumor mill in D.C., Jen Psaki was routinely frustrated because she wasn't even allowed to talk to Joe Biden because he was in such bad shape. So she knew, everyone knew, just so you know, that's an outright lie.
I never saw that person, not a single time, and I was in the Oval Office every day that was on that debate stage. I'm not a doctor. Aging happens quite quickly. Cover up is a very loaded term, I think.
Well, it means you knew.
No, pause. Cover up is a loaded term. I'll let her keep going.
Knew that it was really bad and you're pretending otherwise versus you're deluding yourself, which I think is what people do a lot.
Well, I understand, but I still think it's like cover up is often like a crime, right? People use that term as they relate to Watergate or the covering up of not sharing public information about a war.
Yeah, I
think it's a bit of a dangerous term.
Covering up means a crime. A cover up means a crime. And it's a dangerous term. Let's talk. It is a similar conversation to one we've had before. We will have it many times again. Let's talk about lies in the world of make-believe and revolutionaries, communist revolutionaries. You heard what she said. Cover up. People say cover up. Well, cover up's a crime. And when you start calling it that, it can get dangerous. Well, first, yes, it is a crime. Why would you be worried about that, though? Because communists commit crimes. They lie and they commit crimes. I'm not even actually pointing fingers and just blasting at communists right now. That's what you do as a revolutionary. Communism is a revolutionary religion trying to tear down the existing structures. There's no legal way to do that. None. If you, and please don't do this, if you were to start a revolutionary movement in the United States of America right now, that means everything. Well, you know what? Forget about the country that's too big and broad. We'll make it just about your town, your city. So it's just about your town, your city. You have a mayor and a city council and those things, okay? You are going to embark on a revolution against your town. You want to bring down, destroy the existing power structures of your town. You believe those things are evil. Let me ask you something. Are you able, I know you're probably not a revolutionary, but just thinking through it in your head, are you able to pull that off within the law? Can you do that without breaking the law? Of course not. The power structures that are in place also have laws in place protecting the power structures in place. My point is criminality is essential for communists. Otherwise, there'd be no way to fight the revolution. Now, that brings me to the other part, and this is going to be on you, and it's going to be on me. It's going to be on all of us. And what we have failed at up to this point, something we must get better at. Communists control our language as well. And they oftentimes control our language, all language, as covering for their crimes. So what do I mean by that? Well, here's a good example I've been talking about recently. This will pop up in your head. When we bring up all the horrible things we're discovering inside of the government, $50 million to gay up the frogs in Guatemala. Okay, just one example. I don't even know that that's a real one, but you know what I mean. Okay. It's common in GOP circles. In fact, it's one of the most common things you can hear now. Everybody says it. We got to get out this waste, fraud, and abuse. Waste, fraud, and abuse. We have to get out the waste, fraud, and abuse over and over. How many times have you heard that term? You know that you should never use that term? Because if I'm a thief inside or adjacent to the government, and I'm stealing millions, billions, or even trillions of your dollars, you know what my best case scenario for me is? When I'm caught, for you to call it waste. Oh, that Jesse. What a cut up. Did he take $60 million in government money and put it through a little slush fund that his third cousin has, and only like $6 got to where it was going? And he kind of pocketed the rest. Wow. He sure is wasteful. That Jesse. Wow, does he waste. Wow. No, that's theft. That's fraud. That's theft. Call it whatever word you want. But when you agree to call it waste, you have actually aided the criminal in escaping responsibility for his crimes. What have you heard me say about the word illegal immigrant, more specifically, the word migrant, over and over again? How many times have you heard me scream about that? And we have half of the right. I'm talking about our people on the radio, on TV, publications, our politicians. Virtually all of them call them migrants. Well, we have too many migrants. We got a lot of migrants. Too many migrant. Migrant, migrant, migrant. Too many migrants. Migrant? It's not a flock of birds heading south for the winter. It's a foreigner. It's an invader. It's an illegal. A migrant is a word the communists selected specifically because it makes it sound not quite as bad. It's not that he's a barbarian from El Salvador with a rape list a mile long and tattoos on his face. He's a migrant. Jen Psaki said something here. and it really should indict all of us. It went right by everybody. How these people think about things. If you let them get away with selecting the narrative, with selecting their words, well, that's it for them. But I mean, they can't lose is what I mean. If you let them get away with selecting their own words, they cannot lose. If you hold them to account with the truth, you don't have to lie. I don't want you to lie. If you hold them to account with the truth, they cannot win. Nothing will stop them if you allow them to select their own words. They will complete the revolution. They will destroy everything. If you instead hold them to the truth, they will fail. Listen again.
I never saw that person, not a single time, and I was in the Oval Office every day, that was on that debate stage. I'm not a doctor. Aging happens quite quickly. Cover-up is a very loaded term, I think.
Well, it means you knew that it was really bad and you're pretending otherwise versus you're deluding yourself, which I think is what people do a lot.
Well,
here, now she has to face the reality. You committed a crime, several crimes, but nobody should call me on that.
I understand, but I still think it's like cover-up is often like a crime, right? People use that term as they relate to Watergate or the covering up of not sharing public information about a war.
Yeah, I'm not.
I think it's a bit of a dangerous term.
Dangerous term is the final point. Dangerous for who? Exactly. It's dangerous for her. It's dangerous for the entire communist ecosystem. If you use the words they have selected for you, they will win. If you don't accept that, well, it gets very dangerous for the people committing crimes, you see. Remember that when you select your language, when you select your narrative, all right? And remember to sprinkle rough greens on your dog's food. That's just as important, if not more. It might be more important. What, Chris? Serious. Listen, your dog doesn't get nutrition. That's a fact. There's no nutrition in dog food. I wish there was. Look, I wish there was. I wish the packaging was honest because they tell you this is the special blend. This is the beef blend that Muffy loves. It's beef and mushrooms or whatever it happens to be. But there's no beef and mushrooms in there. Maybe there was at some point in time, but they roasted all that out of it at the factory so the dog food would stay good on the shelf for 10,000 years. Now Muffy eats nothing but empty calories and dies at 10 years old. Rough Greens, the all-natural nutritional supplement. Once you start putting it on your dog's food, you will see such a difference in your dog. You'll be mad at all the days you didn't put it in there. Free Jumpstart trial bags at 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. If you want to email us, you can. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. So part of this world of make-believe, we were just talking about Jen Psaki and the lies and how exposing the truth is dangerous for the criminals committing crimes. It's also dangerous because there are so many people out there. In fact, Chris, I sent you a soundbite. I need that here in about 5 seconds. Now, just tell me when it's ready. But we've talked about the world of make-believe, about how, and I've used this example, it's as if the average American Democrat is on the set of a sitcom, a TV sitcom. And you can imagine, if you've never seen one, it's not real. The walls are not real. They're just pieces of plastic they threw up. The window's not a real window. That's a picture of the outside. It's all fake. The stove isn't hooked up to natural gas. It's all fake. None of it's real. Communists who are in charge, politicians, media people, professors, the elites, they are constantly building that set. Not just for the sheep, but for each other, for themselves. But they're constantly building that world of make-believe. And they need liberal Aunt Peggy to stay in that world forever. They need her to be the broken following sheep she is so she never, ever escapes it. In fact, the indoctrination can be so bad that it turns into a punchline for us, people like us. This is from LifeZet. Listen to this.
parents are held without bail. These parents have been held without bail, okay? Why? They kept their kids inside for 3 years. Why in the world would you keep your children inside? COVID. You see what I mean about the world of make-believe? The one that you can see, the one you already know about, the one you've dismissed. You think we just talk about it here on the air, you and me? People live inside of it. This is that Elie Mystel guy on MSNBC. He's talking about illegal immigration or being killed by one. Listen, these people will die. Many of these people will die happily to stay inside of that sitcom world. Here he was.
Why do I care what their status was when they committed the crime? If you can prove they committed a crime. I say in the book, if I get shot, if I get murdered by an undocumented immigrant, please tell my children I did not care that they were undocumented.
Now, that's crazy to you, and we go over how crazy all that is. You know, the fact that the illegal shouldn't have been here, so it makes the crime worse. But we can go over all that. But remember I told you about that meal I had the one time? I'll tell you again. Very, very revealing conversation. I've had more than one of these before with the lady from Chicago. Big group of us. She was one of these communists. She loved Mayor Brandon Johnston. You know, the one who's destroyed the city, the one everyone hates. She called him BJ, lovingly, several times called him BJ. Oh, yeah, BJ. And you could tell that was how her and her crazy friends, that's how they talk about him. And some dude, was not me, brought up the crime and how bad it was. And she couldn't lie her way out of it. You can't act like Chicago's crime free. And so she just looked at him dead in the eye, and she was 100% serious. She said, well, you might be robbed if you come to Chicago, but you won't be targeted. Well, yeah, someone may stick a gun in your face and take all your belongings, but they're not going to hunt you down and murder you right away. For her, that was a legitimate defense of what they're doing inside of Chicago. These are the people who are so shattered that the world of make-believe can become real for them. That's why they tell outright lies, and that's why the truth is the most dangerous thing. I want you to listen to this. Listen to Elizabeth Warren. Listen to Elizabeth Warren lie about the reason this guy was denied entry. Now, keep in mind, as she's saying this, as Elizabeth Warren is saying the reason this French scientist was denied entry, she knows that it was not because the guy sent some anti-Trump text messages. That's already been long debunked. Long debunked. Again, it doesn't matter who you are. It's been debunked. Apparently, he had possession of some things he wasn't allowed to have, which we don't know, but it was not the texts. We know that by now. Yet a United States senator said this.
Last month, CBP reportedly searched the phone of a French scientist at a Houston airport and reportedly found text messages criticizing President Trump's research policies and then denied him entry. Mr. Scott, will it be your policy as CBP commissioner to deny entry to travelers because they criticize Donald Trump?
No, stop. His answer doesn't matter, but notice how carefully she selected her words. She didn't say he was denied entry because of them. She said he was denied entry and they found the text messages on his phone. So, hey, is that your policy going forward? Elizabeth Warren didn't mislead. She told an outright lie. And everybody listening to that who's not a complete, well, if you're anything but a moron, you'll be fine. But most Democrat Party base, they are morons. They'll believe that. Your liberal Aunt Peggy believes that's why that French scientist was not allowed in here. And Elizabeth Warren knows if she tells that lie, there are enough liberal Aunt Peggies who believe it. Back to what Jen Psaki said, that is why it's dangerous for them. Telling the truth will always be dangerous for the communist. That's why I tell you the truth about IQ Sense. That's why I tell you the truth about ChefIQ.com, where you should be at right now buying your wireless cooking thermometers. You see, wireless cooking thermometers, the IQ Sense is the greatest thing I've ever bought in my life. It has saved me a fortune. I have ruined ribs. Yes, I have ruined a brisket. We've all ruined a steak from time to time, flare up on the grill or something. I never ruin anything anymore because it's impossible, thanks to IQ Sense. My phone tells me when it's done. It's all about the temperature, right? You're cooking to temperature. No more looking, no more opening. It's all about the temperature, and your IQ Sense will tell you when your food is done. It's amazing. 15% off. ChefIQ.com code Jesse. ChefIQ.com code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito, hey, I like Fritos corn chips, I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips, I'll get them from
it you. Is the Jesse Kelly Show. I just can't get the smile off my face. There's something about Cinco de Mayo, it just does it to me. And it's just a wonderful holiday. My buddy already texted me and he said, hey, are we getting some margaritas afterwards? I'm going for some margaritas. To which I replied, it's Monday, you freaking turd. No, I'm not going out for margaritas, but he's going to have a great time. I'm not personally getting involved, but it's not that I'm old, Chris. It's Monday, okay? What? I know Cinco de Mayo comes once a year. I got it. I get the whole thing. Look, we Mexicans, we celebrate all week long. It'll still be there on Friday. I'm not going out for margaritas on a Monday because then you know what happens, Chris? Then I come in here and I'm ill-tempered tomorrow and I'm yelling about something or someone and I end up saying something that's even more inappropriate than before. Before I get to the emails, one last word on the world of make-believe. It has to be created and maintained at all times. One of the real, real nasty, nasty parts of that is the tranny madness. Which first, of course, came for adults who were just, you know, suffering from some sort of a mental illness and start talking about chopping off parts of their body and stuff like that, which is, of course, it's insane and it's awful. But because that world, that LGBTQ plus AI Air Force world, they have to push it down to kids. Always, always, always. It's the real ugly underbelly of that world. And so the tranny stuff very quickly got to kids. Soon, your child's teacher was telling them, well, I mean, you can pick your gender. We have scientists, doctors saying the same thing. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya talked a little bit about this. I love Dr. Jay. That's one. Before I play him, though, there are a lot of sheep out there, just herd animals, as we talked about. There are a lot of parents who went along with this child tranny stuff because evil people in the psychiatric industry and in the medical industry
told them their child would commit suicide if they didn't go along with it, which is not only a lie, that's got to be on the scale of evil lies. If God does have a scale, that's got to be way towards the top, because it's pretty much every parent's mortal fear, right? So if I want your child to do something, I'll just threaten you with basically his life if you don't do it. Here was Dr. J.
The basic idea behind this transition from one sex to another for kids was that if you don't do it, if you don't block hormones, if you don't do changes in surgical interventions, that the kids were going to commit suicide.
Right.
When you look at the evidence, that actually turns out to be very, very weak evidence that says that. In fact, the opposite is probably true. And of course, the idea that hormone blocking, all these surgeries are somehow reversible is also false. So ethically, why would you do something where the evidence isn't good that you have any benefit and you know there's going to be harm?
Well, I know he already knows the answer to this because Dr. J and I have talked many times before, but the answer is really quite simple. And the worst part about it is the kids are obviously the innocent victim here. I want you to think about the kids like a tiny little adorable baby deer. Okay, it's a fawn. Those would be the kids in this story. And the fawns have wolves all around them, a whole pack of wolves around them. One of those wolves, that's just the LGBTQ, whatever, that whole demon mob group. Well, they want someone else to shatter. They see a child and they think, I could break that child. I could break them from their parents. I could break that child. And so that's them. That's one of the wolves. Another wolf is the psychiatric industry. Well, do you think the psychiatric industry wants the child to be happy, healthy, and content? How much money does that bring in? Not much. Not for the psychiatric industry. Along the exact same lines, the pharmaceutical industry. Did you know? I can't speak for every state, but I bet you if I dug into it, I would find out the same thing. You know about all these tranny parades and tranny prides and all the tranny stuff that goes on? Did you know that Big Pharma funds a lot of that stuff? Did you know that? I wonder why that is. I wonder why the industry that's going to have to sell you God knows how many drugs the rest of your life wants you to pretend to be the opposite sex and chop your body up. You see what I mean? That's another one of those wolves. And another one of those wolves, let's not discount this part of it, is the doctors, the nurses. Doctor wants a paycheck too. Nurse wants a paycheck too. Child trannies are big money. The just sickness of all this is that there's an innocent child who's confused. A child who's been had the wrong stuff poured into their eyes and ears, maybe watching the wrong things, listening to the wrong people, who knows? But the child is completely innocent. And we have this pack of wolves that have surrounded our kids here and destroyed them. It's really sick and wrong. I want to do some emails. I don't want to talk about this anymore. It makes me mad. Shogun, did you ever watch the miniseries Generation Kill, a Band of Brothers style series for the GWAT? If so, any thoughts? I read the book and watched it. I thought it was decent, but I wasn't there. You know, I never did actually watch that. I don't know. That was probably too close to home for me. Rhetorical Oracle. Naked Kendall, he's talking about James Lankford, made his way to Fox News on Sunday, completely downplayed his role of selling out America to illegals. When does he see a reckoning? Well, I don't know that he will. Next year, I believe, yeah, next year, James Lankford of Oklahoma has a primary. It's very, very early on, but it looks like John Cornyn in Texas, he might lose his primary to Ken Paxton. That's a very good thing. As of right now, John Cornyn is way down in the polls. So let's cross our fingers and hope. But I don't know that James Lankford's going to be taken out in Oklahoma. I know when I trashed James Lankford, and he deserves it, tried to hand out amnesty, he's screwed us over time and time again. Every single time I bring up James Lankford, I get an email from people who've gone to church with him. They met him.
Oh, you know, with no James, he and I did a Sunday potluck after church. I don't know why you yell at him, because his wife was so nice. She made the brownies and they were...
This is the kind of crap we get from the idiots on our side. Let me tell you something. I brought up at the beginning of the show one of the things the communists are most worried about, and I briefly brought up Ed Martin, who Trump wants to be the top attorney in D.C. You remember the senators' names? John Cornyn, Cassidy, Tillis. These senators are from red states. Part of the reason we haven't been able to clean out the D.C. gunk is because we can't get Ed Martin in. And part of the reason we can't get Ed Martin in, and we may not get him in at all, is because of red state GOP senators. And part of the reason we have red state GOP senators like James Lankford is the GOP primary voter is too stupid and lazy to get off his butt and go vote out the scumbag who's currently sitting in office because they went to church with him one time. Because he ran some ads. Jesse, you're wrong about him. I saw an ad and he was with Trump and he was standing in front of the border wall. He's with us. This is the kind of idiotic stuff that screws us time and time again. I just did the direct line between not draining the GOP swamp and the laziness and stupidity of the GOP primary voter. So Texas, we'll find out again next year if we've gotten any smarter. Oklahoma, we'll find out about you next year and whether you've gotten any smarter. Because if it's going to be a legion of 65-year-olds who went to church with James once and saw him at the potluck, so they're voting for him, we are completely screwed as a country. Red state GOP senators are the ones keeping the door open for communism in this country. They're the reason it infected everything and still infects it today. You want to learn more about that? What about the history of the ancient Christian church? What about Rome? Rise and fall of Rome is one of those things that should be studied by everybody. Well, Hillsdale College will teach you all this stuff at no cost. Free. The Great Hillsdale College, they're offering more than 40 online courses for free. Their newest one is called Understanding Capitalism. You will know way more about economics than, well, sadly, probably every teacher you have in 7 lectures at no cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to enroll. It's easy to get started. Look, this is me, the guy who doesn't do technology, and I'm here to tell you it's easy to get started. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. All right. We'll talk about the UK headlines and more next.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Cinco de Mayo, hoping you celebrate with friends and family in a safe manner, not hammering margaritas on a Monday, you freaking drunk. Anyway, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The UK, it's a weird place. And they put out this list. Chris gave it to me. I'm not going to spend any time on it, of our most popular junk foods. And a lot of the stuff is what you'd expect. But I feel like sometimes British people, that they're so bad at eating, so they don't understand food in general. Like, number one is pizza. Okay, I'll give you that one. They said the number two most popular junk food is chili. Well, chili's not even that popular, for one. Certainly not number two. Two, it's not even bad for you. I mean, I guess if you pour it on cornbread or cinnamon rolls or something like that, you can make it bad for you. But, and number four is steak. What kind of commie gobbledygook is this? Steak is like the best thing for you in the world. It's just straight up animal protein deliciousness. Steak is amazing for you. If we could afford it, we'd all have steak. I would have steak 2 meals a day. I swear I would. If I could, you know what would be nice, Chris? A chef. Have you ever thought about that? You like cooking? Well,
I like watching Ob cook. It's not that I don't like what, Chris? I like cooking too in that way. I like watching Ob, but don't you think it'd be cool to just like order whatever you wanted from the chef? I think that would be cool. I think if I got what? Yeah, you don't think so? I know you can do it with fast food. Why are you not understanding the point? The point is I can do it with the food inside of my house. And I would hope he would be a good chef. Yeah, somebody who can, hey, make me some Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits, stat. And he'd whip them up. What? Just have a small Red Lobster in my house? Oh, don't think I even thought about it, pal. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I might as well tell you in front of everybody else. Pretty rough thing happened. I can't believe I forgot to say this. Last week or 2 weeks ago, when I took, remember I told you my oldest boy and I were going out for dinner, a late dinner after the show? And he requested, I did not, he requested Red Lobster because I raised my boys right. So me and James, we went to Red Lobster. Now, I hadn't been to Red Lobster in a few months. They had had that bankruptcy thing, and the one that was by us was all kind of, it was closed, and it wasn't closed, and it was real touch and go. But it was open, so pull back in. Remember what I used to tell everybody to order every time? Now, everyone knows about the Cajun shrimp Alfredo and shrimp scampi. Everyone gets that? But remember what I said. I'm not even a big salad guy. Right? I'm not Pete Buttigieg. They have the best blue cheese in the world. So I get a salad and I would get their blue cheese dressing on it. They stopped selling it, Chris. They don't say good. Why are you being like this? It's not good at all. No, it's not gross. Blue cheese is amazing, man. Absolutely amazing. You're outside of your mind. Dear Oracle of Texas, is this a good time for China to invade Taiwan? Trump has them against the wall with tariffs, so a war would force our hand. Are we even ready, capable, or willing to defend Taiwan? Well, there's this thing, we won't spend forever on this because it's foreign policy and I don't do a bunch of that, but there's this thing that's kind of been hovering over our heads. It always has been hovering over our heads, and it's China wants Taiwan. China's wanted Taiwan since they lost Taiwan. Remember, the nationalists fought a civil war with the communists. Sadly, the nationalists lost. The nationalists ended up on Formosa, Taiwan, and the communists had mainland China. Mao was going to cross the water and go get him. And we told him he wasn't allowed to. Yeah, no, you're not going to do that unless you'd run into this little thing we call the Navy. And our Navy was nothing anybody could challenge back then. Probably not now either. So they've wanted Taiwan forever. They still are trying to get there. But there are a couple different things at play. First, Xi Jinping, the head of China. Authoritarians, dictators, they're never as all-powerful as we seem to think they are. Stalin would routinely have people murdered because he thought he was going to be murdered. Because there was always a risk of that other people were going to murder him. That's not all powerful. Hitler was unbelievably paranoid. All these types seem to be this way. Xi Jinping, he doesn't trust his own military and thinks there's a chance his military might rebel if he puts them in a bad spot and then he has no power at all. Did you think it was an accident the communists filled our military with what they filled it with? They're always trying to put more loyalists in the military. So that's one aspect of it. The other part of it is we have been really wishy-washy, back and forth, vague, if you will, on what our policy actually is with Taiwan and China. If you listen to this president, he'll tell you we're going to step in and stop China militarily if they stop it or if they start that war. Then the next president or even the same president will say, well, maybe not militarily, but they're not supposed to do that. And in fact, I've asked every Chinese expert I know, can you tell me what exactly is our policy? And every one of them has told me, honestly, Jesse, we don't know. Nobody knows. China doesn't know. So I don't know.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Elon Musk's Doge downsizes IRS.
And now
31% of the auditors have already quit. That's awesome. Roombas fill an emotional vacuum for owners. That's extremely weird. Back in my day, if you wanted something, if you wanted to form a connection with something that cleaned your house, you found a wife. UN chief urges maximum restraint in India and Pakistan standoff. Yeah, well, I'm sure there will be maximum restraint. I mean, after all, those countries have famously gotten along for quite some time. Trump administration set to pay illegal migrants $1,000 to self-deport. I only brought this up to remind you again to stop calling them migrants. We'll be back tomorrow to do it again. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.